Well, now I wear my reading glasses when I decide to shave. But I see myself much better now than in my younger days. Some people are obsessed with time because it rains on the parade. Oh, but time is just a silver thread woven through these golden days. I used to know a woman, she proclaimed she loved her man. I said, no, you love the idea more, but she didn't understand. She imagined love like a velvet glove that takes all the pain away. But love is just a silver thread woven through these golden days. These golden days are all we have, between the cracks of now and then. Every hero and every villain has a beginning and an end. So light a fire, shed your preconceptions and throw them onto the blaze. You got nothing but your birthday suit now in these golden days. I met a genuine celebrity, his ambition was his jail. Every day he locked himself inside his fantastic fairy tale. He thought of fame like a black limousine headed out to the last hooray. Ah, but fame is just a silver thread woven through these golden days. A gambler and a priest were playing stud one rainy day. The gambler bet with his heart and his soul, and the priest counted cards like faith. He raised his eyes to heaven, saw the gambler raise the stakes, saying faith is just a silver thread woven through these golden days. These golden days are all we have, between the cracks of now and then. Every king and every joker has a beginning and an end. So light a fire, shed your preconceptions and throw them onto the blaze. You got nothing but your birthday suit now in these golden days. Oh, the future lies before us as the past slips clean away. All the fast roads and the back roads stretch between the hurricanes. All the things we wish we'd never done and the love we hoped would stay. And regret is just a silver thread woven through these golden days. So when the song is over and the last chord shimmers and dies, I drive away through darkened streets lit by stars and moonlight, to lay me down on the strange sheets of all the grand plans that I made, and then turn my face toward the dawn of another golden day. These golden days are all we have, between the cracks of now and then. Every star and every wannabe is a beginning and an end. So light a fire, take your preconceptions and throw them onto the blaze. You got nothing but your birthday suit now in these golden days. Light a fire, take your preconceptions and throw them onto the blaze. You got nothing but your birthday suit now in these golden days. Golden Days.
That's Stephen Fearing with The Golden Days from his latest album, 2013's Between Hurricanes. Stephen Fearing will be in Waterloo on Friday, September the 25th, for a day-long songwriting workshop with a solo concert in the evening. The songwriting workshop takes place at the Button Factory, that's at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo, and the evening concert at First United Church, 16 William Street West in Waterloo. If you want more details, you can check out our website at folkrootsradio.com. We caught up with Stephen at home in British Columbia. How are you doing today, Stephen?
Oh, pretty good, Jan. You saved me from ongoing renovation, so thank you.
Now, you just moved out to BC, and that's probably the biggest thing that's going on in your world at the moment, is it?
It is, indeed, yeah. It's a huge move. We started middle of July, sold our house in Halifax. It closed. Everything was out, and, we've just been making our way west and unpacking and renovating and all that stuff since.
And what part of BC are you living in?
We're in Victoria.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. We're very lucky to be here.
So does this feel like a new start for you? I know when we talked before, you were mentioning that you were moving west, but does this feel like perhaps a re-energizing move for you?
Well, honestly, once all the dust has settled, I mean, this is going to take some doing to get moved into this place and all that. And once that's done, and I can actually turn myself back towards more creative things other than, running out to play shows and things like that, which I'm still doing, obviously, but actually writing. It will feel, it's a very different place and in some ways return to where I started.
Well, obviously, you're active in three different ways. You're a big member of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. You also have your Fearing and White combo, and then, of course, your solo career. We're going to talk about your visit to Waterloo very shortly, but I'm curious to know what's next on the docket for you as far as your career is concerned.
The next thing, apart from these shows out in Ontario and an upcoming Rodeo Kings show, is I'm heading off to the Netherlands, the UK, for about a month of touring over there. And it's, I've been to the UK a lot, but I've never played any solo dates in Holland or Germany, so this is a first for me, and the start of what I hope will be a fruitful connection with an agency based out of Holland, and open up, new circuits for me in Europe, which is quite exciting. I've been waiting some time to meet the right people to do this with.
Now, when are you likely next to head into the studio?
Well, the Rodeo Kings are releasing a record. We're putting a record out, I believe, April, May of next year. So, I'll let that one run its course, or at least establish itself, before I put out one of my own. So really, we're planning a major tour across Canada, like we did a couple of years ago, playing, the big halls, probably in October. So the album comes out April, May. Play some summer dates and that kind of thing, and then plan a major tour for October. And after that, some point after that, likely January, I would release a new Stephen Fearing record. So going backwards from there, establishing myself here, I've set aside time to write and record and all that. I mean, it seems a long way away, but I know it's not at all. And really, I have to have, something to record by the summer.
Now, am I right in thinking that the Blackie and the Rodeo Kings album is already in the can? It's been recorded?
The bed tracks have been recorded, but our guests have not recorded their parts. Some of them have, but not all of them. So it's similar to the last two records ago when we did Kings and Queens. This one is going to be called Kings and Kings. So, Colin Linden's doing the same crazy running around as he did last time, signing on guests, flying to wherever they want to record, recording them, et cetera, et cetera. If we want to put it out April, May, we really have to have something close to finished by January, February.
Do you have a teaser for any of the guests that are going to appear on this album?
I can't. Oh. I'd be the others would just come and kill me instantly. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this songwriting workshop. You're coming to Waterloo on Friday, September the 25th for a day-long songwriting workshop. Give us a little bit of an idea of the workshop experience.
For me, and I've thought a lot about this because I just did a five-day intensive workshop over the summer up in Wells, B.C. It's really, I mean, there's as many ways to write songs as there are people writing songs, and there's no right or wrong way, but there are some time-honored structures that people have been working from for, you know, eons. And I sort of see my role as kind of maybe getting rid of some of the mystery around it. You know, there's definitely some people that think of it as being something you just sort of sit there and songs arrive from the ether like butterflies or something, and really put down some very concrete ways that you can begin to write a song. Where, when, how, what do we write about, you know, that kind of thing. And then look at song structures. So it's, I don't know if you've ever watched a movie with a filmmaker, but it's a very interesting thing because most people watch movies just as, you know, punters. But if you watch it with a filmmaker, then they start talking about what's going on in the second reel and what needs to happen in the third and that kind of thing. There's you know, there's all these sort of behind the scenes things that go on in the film world, in the theater world, and similarly in the songwriting world. There's definite things that you can do to help yourself break out of patterns you've been in. Writer's block, I mean, that's a huge thing for a lot of people. And it's something that people just kind of struggle with in their own. And songwriters don't tend to talk too much about what they do and how they do it. In fact, sometimes they're pretty mysterious about it. But I love it. I love writing songs, and I love the process of writing songs, and I love showing people things that they might not have known. So I really see my role as being somebody who's bringing some inspiration in the form of, you know, opening it up. Let's look inside. Let's look under the hood.
Now, at a cost of just $75 for the day, and I think there's just going to be 12 people in the workshop, this sounds like a really great deal.
I think so. I mean, if songwriting's your thing, if you're really interested in this, then I think it's probably a very well spent $75. You know, you'll definitely walk away with new ideas and an insight into, well, certainly how I do it. You know, and it's never an easy thing, but once you realize that you're not starting from scratch every single time and you're not reinventing the wheel, that this is something people have been doing for a long, long, long time. Then suddenly you, I don't know, feel like you're part of a tribe or something. And that's, it's a wonderful thing. I can't say any more than that. If this interests you, then come on down. You will really get something out of it for sure.
Well, we have all the details on our website at folkrootsradio.com. Now, you're also going to be playing a concert on the Friday evening. Again, as I mentioned before, it's at First United Church on William Street in Waterloo. What can people expect when they come to that show?
Well, it'll be, for me, to go from talking about it to doing it is always, you know, to performing songs I've written. So certainly, if you decide that you want to go to the workshop, then coming to the concert is just going to be an extension of that. You'll suddenly be listening to things in an entirely different way. But for me, that's what I do. This is what I love. That's the whole reason for all of this stuff, all the driving and everything, is to perform. So I'll be playing stuff off of Between Hurricanes. At this point, you know, the record came out in 2013, so I'm kind of reaching around and pulling stuff out of the older catalog. There's a few new songs. Probably play one or two songs that might show up on the next Rodeo Kings record. So it'll just be all over the map.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be great fun. I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. I'm going to get you to introduce the next song, which, of course, will be one of yours. What are we going to play?
I figured that since I've just made such a big journey, As the Crow Flies is probably an appropriate one. I mean, I write a lot of songs about traveling because it seems to be one of the subjects that fascinates me. So As the Crow Flies is as good as any.
That sounds wonderful. This is Stephen Fearing with As the Crow Flies from the Between Hurricanes album. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Stephen, have a great day.
Thanks, Jan. I really appreciate it.
Driving through the dead of night, 100 miles on one headlight, moving on. At times you can't see what's up ahead, but you make your choice and you make your bed, moving on. Try to heal the things you've broken, the words you left unspoken. Learn to say goodbye. Wait for when the moment's golden, then choose a door that opens straight as the crow flies, moving on. With the best of intentions, you can lose a day, but you get back up and on your way, moving on. People talk and tell you lies, they flap their lips right before your eyes, moving on. Try to heal the things you've broken, the truth you left unspoken. Learn to say goodbye. Then choose the hand that opens straight as the crow flies, moving on. Rising from the and the dust, you turn the key from hope to trust. All those hurtful things that were said are in the past now. Look ahead. Try to heal the things you've broken. Don't leave the past unspoken. Learn to say goodbye. Wait for when the moment's golden, and choose a path that opens straight as the crow flies. Night, 100 miles on one headlight.